patient's first name is YADITZEL, last name RAUDALES, date of birth 03/27/86, date of encounter 04/29/24, history of present illness, this is well appearing, 38-year-old female, presents to the clinic with complaints of cramps in her hands that radiate up through her shoulders for the last 5 days, states that her hands bilaterally have been numb for the 5 days. She did note that she recently started to get her diabetes under control because her blood sugars have been very high, according to her primary care. She has not lost any function or strength in her hands. They just feel numb, according to the patient. Next paragraph, patient's past history. Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension. Next paragraph, surgical history. The tubal, as well as a cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, allergies. No known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history. No reports of smoking or drug use noted. Current medications that she's taken is ibuprofen, as well as the medications for her medical histories. You can see those on the chart. Next paragraph, physical exam. General appearance is no acute distress, alert-oriented times 3. Her eyes or pupils equal around reactive to light. Her ears are clear, no bulging TEMs, no edema, no erythema. Her nose is clear, no rhinorrhea, no turbinate edema. Her throat is clear, no edema, no erythema. No exudate noted. Her neck is 4 inches of motion, supple, no thyroid involvement or enlargement. Her respiratory system is clear, chest is non-tender, respiratory, breast sounds appreciated in all 4 quadrants. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no gallops. Her abdomen is soft and non-tender. Her skin, no lesions, no rashes noted. Her extremities have 4 range of motion. Bilateral hand, focus exam, 4 range of motion, capillary refill within normal limits, strength within normal limits, pulses, radio pulses, bilateral equal each hand. Failings and failing tests are negative. Next paragraph, assessment. Diagnosis and plan. A diagnosis is bilateral hand numbness. Plan, referral for neurology given to patient. Answered all questions. Discharge patient in stable condition. Advised to follow up with neurologist as well as a referral in hand. Patient was discharged in stable condition.